In the church, we only celebrate three births: the birth date, the birth of Jesus, the birth of Mary, and the birth of John the Baptist. So you know just from that, he ranks up there pretty high. In fact, Jesus says there's no one born of woman greater than John the Baptist. The church, in a very simple way, takes John the Baptist's lesson to heart by where she places the feast days in the liturgical season. John the Baptist said famously that lesson for all of us: he must increase and I must decrease. That's really the key to being a disciple, a follower of Jesus, that Jesus must increase in my life and I must decrease. So what does the church do? It puts the birth of Jesus around the shortest day of the year of daylight, December 25th, because then light starts to increase. And it puts the birth of John the Baptist close to the day when it's the most sunlight, which we just had last week, and now the sun gets less. So if we just watch, if we just pay attention to the liturgical year, it tells us what we're supposed to do. Jesus is increasing, just like light does, and we are to decrease like John the Baptist as the light decreases for the rest of the year. So as we wake up each day and we start to notice, gosh, sun is setting a little earlier, may it remind us that we're to decrease. And then as it changes again, it's a good little evaluation come Christmas time. Is Jesus' life increasing within me and is mine decreasing? The church is a wonderful gift to us. We go through these days and would never even know what she's up to.